Hi, everyone. This is Sean Wickersham, and thank you for listening to Leaders Direct, the official podcast of the Leaders Group. Today, in our continuing Directors Council Profile series, Micah talks to Bob Friedlander. Bob and his wife, Jackie, have worked together to build a strong business, with Bob focusing on the sales and Jackie focusing on the advertising and prospecting. While Bob is on the application, I like to think of Jackie as an honorary Directors Council member. After many successful years with insurance BDs, Bob moved to us in 2008 and has built out a sizable recurring revenue stream using VAs. To get to know Bob a little better, keep listening.
Hello, thank you everybody for tuning in to our Directors Council podcast call with Bob Friedlander. Bob is a CFP with 42 years in the business and 12 of those years at the Leaders Group, and is also a regular member of our President's Club and Directors Council member currently. So thank you very much, Bob, for being here today. We appreciate you being on the call.
Thank you.
But what I wanted to do first today was just start out with you telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got your start in the business.
Okay. Well, thank you, Micah, for having me. I graduated college in May of 1978, and I actually was deciding between advertising and insurance back in the day. And to me, advertising was your last good idea and a bottle of Maalox at lunch. But in insurance, I knew only 1 out of 20 were successful. So I had a long talk with my dad, and my dad's a CPA, my brother's a CPA. I actually became a CFP just to be certified in something, but I realized that insurance seemed to have a calling for me. And I said, if I knew I was going to be the 1 out of 20, if I was successful, the rewards would be there. And it wasn't easy in the beginning. For the first 6 months, I used to quit every day. So, and I'm sure a lot of people have experienced that. But I mean, it got to a point where if I go to a party and tell myself life insurance, I could clear the room. But that's right. Okay. After a while, people started realizing I was still in it and I was doing well with it. And then they came up and they started asking me for advice. And so it did catch on. It did take time. But in the early years, I started with a company, Provident Mutual. And, you had to learn the business, which is really important. And I would do seminars. I would bring in lunch, pizza for the residents at different hospitals. And, I was so nervous talking. And, looking back on it, I was 22 years old. With dark hair. I said, God, if I just had a little gray hair, a little credibility. Well, 42 years later, I have too much credibility. Too much gray hair. But so from there, I did very well in the beginning. And, I enjoyed the insurance business. It gave me the opportunity to, to meet people and help them. And about 12 years into it, I decided that I really didn't need the whole office setting. So I ended up moving my office home because I was doing a lot of work from my dining room table. And, and back then you had to go to the office to use the computer. It was only like one computer, at that point. We didn't have laptops or anything, or cell phones for that fact. So I guess I was a little ahead of the curve because now everybody's working from home. But I joined forces with different carriers like Franklin Life and Hartford Life and Ohio National, and I was working the insurance, and it worked out very, very well. And I was still learning and doing. And the interesting thing was the insurance companies I was with had broker dealers. And what I learned is the insurance company broker dealers are so tough to deal with. They're anti-business, in my opinion. And then at one point, I was actually dual registered with two insurance company broker dealers. So, you'd call them up and tell them that you had, you wanted to do something maybe with an index annuity. And they say, great, take this exam, study this book, call us back. We'll send you the material in a week and you'll, and take this exam and, and then you'll be ready to go. I said, well, that's all well and good, but my appointment's at 3:00. So they weren't as helpful as I would have liked. So I kind of shied away from all the investment side of things because, you do things that come easier to you. So the insurance was great. I was a national leader with Hartford for many, many years. And, I think in 42 years in a business, I've been on like 48 company trips. So I was very happy with what we were doing. We went to a lot of neat places around the world. And so that worked out well. And what happened was, is that I was introduced to the Leaders Group through one of my associates, Mike DeMayo. And that really changed my world. Because what I realized is that, you know, broker dealers can be nice to deal with. And it's, you're not afraid to call the person in compliance. You're not guilty till proven innocent. You know?
Right.
And that was a breath of fresh air. I really have to say that that has been the most beneficial part about being with Leaders Group, is that you can ask questions, and if you they'll tell you what they the right way to do things, and you don't have to be afraid of doing things. And that, there's a lot of fear out there, I guess, between everything. So I found that to be very refreshing. And then I got my wife Jackie licensed, who has been an integral part of my career.
Right.
She's actually been helped me immensely with marketing and meeting people. And, I'm good at selling and doing things, but you always need somebody good in the marketing. And she has brought so many top clients to me. It's been amazing. And I think she doesn't get all the credit she deserves, but I'm giving her credit right here and now.
Right.
So, and she is licensed with the Leaders Group. So, which is important, that if I ever want to slow down, she can help me out and take care of everything as well. And I think over time, I think you learn that, whether it's an insurance product or an investment product, if you have a product that you believe in, and one thing I've learned many, many years ago is if you own the product yourself and you show the client that you have it, that gives you an immense amount of credibility.
Right.
Because they figure, you're showing them a product that they may or may not fully understand. They get the gist of it. But when you take out and say, here's what I have for insurance, here's what I have for my investments, here's what I have for my retirement, that is amazing. And I've done that, in mostly every interview I've ever had, and it has worked very, very well. Because they figure, if you have it, then obviously it's you're not just trying to sell them something, you're trying to help them. And that's very important. As far as companies, obviously, insurance companies have come and gone over time, and they change your dividend scales, they change your mortality costs. So there's been a lot of interesting things over the years. But the one thing I have found that I really enjoy working with are the variable annuities, and especially Jackson. I've tried Hartford in the early years when they started out. I tried John Hancock when they started out. So it seems like in my career, and I did not do a lot of mutual funds over the years because the broker dealers were just difficult to deal with. But when the mutual fund companies got together with the life insurance companies and created the annuities with the principal guarantee, that was sort of like, wow, that was like a light went off. And that really was the beginning of my building of my, the assets under management. And one thing I realized early on is that if you can pay it forward, in other words, don't take everything up front, take a small amount up front, and pay it forward in a way of trails. And somebody told me years ago, even if you have to borrow money to pay your bills, if you pay this forward years later, you will thank your lucky stars that you have that income coming in. And sure, the market's going to go up, the market's going to go down, but it's a very strong base, to start the year off with that kind of base coming in every year, especially as you're getting older. Okay, so that has been a saving grace, and I would recommend that to anyone listening. And everybody says, well, I need to pay my bills. You have a nice case because, you don't know where your next nice case might be coming from. But if you can, at least maybe 90, 95% of the time, pay it forward. You'll never, ever regret doing that. So basically that's, and one thing I realized early on is, I show people how to insure their life, their your life insurance and other things. And in reality, people insure their life, their car, their home. Their single biggest asset that they have is their retirement. And I say, let me show you how to insure your retirement. Let me show you how. And they go, wow, I didn't even know I could do that. And, so the variable annuities I find to be very safe for my clients. I didn't want to be a stockbroker. In fact, 42 years ago, I did interview with a stock brokerage firm, and the guy had on his desk, when I'm right, no one remembers, and when I'm wrong, no one forgets. So I did not want to be a stockbroker. So I don't want to put people into something where they can lose money. I'd rather, in fact, when I talk to people, I leave money with their stockbroker. So on days like today, when the market's down, a big, big hit, let the broker explain why there's a problem. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but the variable annuities are locking in and they have their lifetime income. To me, it's a win-win scenario. So that worked out very well for myself and my family.
Right. Now, You had mentioned a little bit about that Jackie brought a lot of big clients to the table. Mm-hmm. How did you both go about building your business or finding those clients?
Well, a lot of it was through referrals. Remember, I had a lot of life insurance clients that I went back to.
Right.
Okay. And Jackie actually had a word processing business. She had a lot of lawyers, young lawyers that were in law school and people that came through. And you know, they're sitting there talking to her about their resume. And I said, well, hey, you know, I do financial planning. Let me help you. Let me start with you. Yeah, let me get you started in financial planning. So that was a really, it was like right in my, you know, it was right in the next room, basically. She was doing that. So that worked out well. And believe it or not, I've tried buying leads every time and different things like that, but really just talking and walking, as they say. You know, Jackie be walking the dog and come back with a client who's got $2 million to invest. I mean, I don't know how she did it. Yeah, she wasn't selling it. She goes, wow, you should talk to my husband. It's always easier to say, hey, you should talk to somebody else, you know.
Right.
And I have to tell you, this happened time and time again. I mean, I'd be going to a wedding and talk to somebody going, hey, you know, this is, and not that I want to, you know, do talk business when I'm out of the wedding, but people say, hey, can you help me with this? I said, sure. You know, get their information. I say, I'll call you, you know, next week. So I think you just have to kind of be out there and be lucky. I always said I'd rather be lucky than smart. And I've met some really amazing people. It's not like I had a definitive plan. You know, I just, you know, I did the right thing for people and people would refer you. And I think that's really the key, you know.
Right. Now, in terms of what your business looks like today, mm-hmm. what does that business mix look like in terms of life insurance, annuities, mutual funds?
Well, it's probably about 98% variable annuities.
Okay.
Much of it is with Jackson, which I just find that they have the product, they have the resources, they have the investment alternatives, obviously. And, you know, I think that if you specialize in one or two things in your career, and sometimes you have to change it as the markets change. I mean, if you know the product inside and out, you can't, you know 10, 20 different products. It's just hard to keep up with the paperwork and all the changes that keep occurring, you know, every so often. But between that and the life insurance, my career has turned into probably one of the most amazing hobbies I've ever had. It's really not work. You know, people say, well, you've been there for 42 years. It feels like 10 minutes. And the other interesting thing that from working from home is I have three daughters and I got to watch them grow up. There was actually a show back in the 50s, which the young people won't remember, called Father Knows Best. Uh-huh. And it amazed me. I remember being 8 or 9 years old watching this. And he was always home in the morning, you know, reading the newspaper, having coffee. I became him. It turns out he was a life insurance salesman. They did one episode.
Oh.
So I actually got the ability to be there in the morning for them and be there maybe in the afternoon when they came home from school. And a lot of times I was out at night selling. But I was always around, which really made it helpful when the kids are young. And now I have my grandchildren around. And it's even more fun.
Right.
So the career has worked really well. And thank God I've been successful. And I'm enjoying it. I mean, to me, you know, whether I'm on vacation or traveling, whatever, I can work it from my iPhone, which is I'm walking on the beach and still take care of my clients and help everybody. So that has been a saving grace. And it's fun. I enjoy it. I never want to retire. I mean, you know, I don't play golf, so I really have to keep working.
Right.
But I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it. One of these days, I'm going to write a book called The Adrenaline of the Sale. So whether you make $10 or $10,000 on whatever the transaction you're doing, it makes you feel good. And if you go a period of time without the adrenaline, you start to miss it. So there's definitely some magic there. And I don't think you ever get too old to feel that magic, you know? But I enjoy helping people. I think if you help people, if you have products that are good for the client, good for the company, and good for the broker, I think that's a win-win-win scenario. And that's what Jackson seems to be that. There's other good carriers out there as well, but that seems to be my carrier of choice.
Okay. And then the last question that I have for today is, for somebody who's new in the business, you said take trails when you can, it'll pay out in the long run. Yes. Is there any other advice that you have for someone new in the business?
Wow. If I had started at 22 and these products were available back then, in theory, it only takes you 10 or 15 years or even shorter to build up in a nice book of trails. But gosh, if you start at 20 or 25 or 30, by 45 or 50, you could be, you know, starting the year with a nice chunk of money coming in. And, you know, I think that's, and sure, there's always going to be a time we say, hey, I need extra dollars, and you take it up front, which you can do. There's no rule saying you cannot. But I think the trails is sort of a hidden treasure in this business. And I think, sure, if the market goes down, your trails go down. But I think it all seems to even out over time. But I think that has been the smartest thing I've done. And maybe I did it accidentally. I don't know. But I just had this, you know, this vision of trying to build it, and it's working. And even to this day, when I do nice cases, I try to take trails and keep building it up for the next, you know, 20, 30 years.
Okay. Well, that was all great information. I really enjoyed that. I would assume that the folks on the call did as well. So with that being said, I just wanted to thank you again for your time and sharing a little bit about yourself and your business. It was valuable to me, and I hope others find it valuable as well. Thank you, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you.